Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Expert to Authority Show. I'm your host, Simone Vincenzi, and this is the show for coaches, speakers, and trainers who want to grow their businesses while making an impact in the world. If you're new to the show, welcome. Make sure you subscribe so that you can get all the other episodes. And today we are talking with the one and only Michelle Raymond, co-founder of the Diverse Business Summit. She's also the head coach here at GTEx, an incredible friend, business coach extraordinaire. What more can I say, Michelle? Yes, this is absolutely you. Now, we're here because Michelle is running the Diverse Business Summit. So you can see actually all the details of the summit in the show notes, or you can go at thediversebusinesssummit.com. So it's thediversebusinesssummit.com. You can see all the information. And I want to ask a few questions about the summit, Michelle, because it's happening soon. It's not far from now. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted to know is what inspired you to create the Diverse Business Summit? Why the Diverse Business Summit?
Yes, good question. There are a couple of things that triggered me to do this. So first of all, I do a lot of public speaking for other people. So I'm always going to somebody else's event. And I was having a conversation with my mum, and my mum said to me, and I said to her, oh, there's an event coming up and it's £300 for the ticket. What do you think? Should I go? And she said, Michelle, when will you build your own tent and let people come to you? You're always going to other people's things. When are you going to do your own? And that was like a big wake up call for me. And I just thought, yeah, you know, everyone's doing an event, even people who are small are doing events, people who are big, and I've never done one. You know, I've done my seminars and webinars, but I've never done anything big. And I thought, yeah, let me do this. And I had the idea, but I didn't go through with it. And then I thought, yeah, I can do it. And then I didn't go through with it. So I've had lots of stopping and starting, but I'm not going to lie. I was at home, and I was looking at all these people putting on events, and I just thought, I can do better than that. And then I thought to myself, I have a membership of entrepreneurs who will be great. All they need is to meet corporate buyers. So I run a membership to help entrepreneurs get visibility within corporate. And I thought, I'm teaching them all of these things and they don't get a time to put it into practice. And the only way they can do that if someone like me organizes an event to bring them together. So with my mum's words and with the stopping and starting and seeing other people put on events where I think, yeah, I can do better than that, I decided to do it. And here we are, finally.
And here we are, the Diverse Business. When is the date? When is the date of the summit?
The date is the 10th of November, 2023.
So 10th of November, 2023. Make sure you check the link, as I mentioned, is thediversebusinesssummit.com. You can find also the link in the show notes. What I want to know is, of course, there are, for someone attending, like I'm a small business, and I want to get in front of corporate buyers. I think this is two questions that I'm formulating. The first question is, why diverse businesses? Why are you so connected? And I might be stating the obvious with the question, but I think it's important for you to spell it out. Why diverse businesses? Why not just Business Summit? Why not just every business? Why diverse businesses?
I'll tell you why, because right now we have in the UK, in the USA, in other countries, there are supply chains, and there's a number of corporate organizations who have CSR responsibility, or they have ESG responsibilities. And so which means they need to start working more sustainably. They need to start working with organizations around social impact and social mobility. So for instead of a large company going to work and to give their services to another large company, they are now being encouraged to look closer to home, look at more local businesses, small businesses, women-owned, ethnic minority-owned, LGBTQ+, and disabled-owned, and also veterans. So that's where that's a pool of untapped skill set that they need within their organizations. So what happens, it makes them, they get to use organizations who are credible, innovative, they can adapt, they're more competitive in terms of their pricing models, because we're small, so we have less overheads. We are more flexible. So there's so many reasons why they should start connecting and utilizing us. So they have this supply chain, and in the supply chain, they tend to use the same types of organizations who get the same types of businesses. But if we want to really build the economy, we have to start using some of the small business owners so that they can start to grow, so that they can increase their social mobility. So where I come in, and I can tell you, I'm no expert, but what I am is a supplier diversity advocate. So I want to see more larger organizations utilizing the skills of small business owners, diverse business owners, so that the people that they're buying from reflects the people who they're serving, because they're not just all big brands. There are smaller organizations like us who can do just as good, if not even better.
So why don't bigger organizations already go and hire smaller, diverse businesses, right? Because on one side, I hear you talking and I say, well, if it is part of their corporate responsibility, if it is part of what they are encouraged to do in the UK and in the US and in other countries, why this is not happening naturally at scale? Like, why are you the only person doing this? Because I don't know anyone else was one talking about this and then two doing anything about it. So why is not happening already?
Well, it is happening, but I guess you need to know about it. And that's the problem with these corporates. They want to work with more diverse businesses, but what they're telling me is, where do I find them? Where do they exist? They don't know.
The problem is that they cannot find them. Like, they don't know where to find them.
They don't know. So there are other companies doing what I'm doing, and they've been, some of them are going for years, but there's only one, two, or three companies doing it. So that means there's, you know, and there's how many small businesses? I think when we last looked, there was like just under 2 million small businesses. So there's enough companies who can do the job. So I'm just there to provide the access. And what I want to do is provide access to these small, diverse business owners to raise their visibility, their market readiness, and their social mobility. So I'm there to show them, this is what you need to do to get onto the supply chain, because getting onto the supply chain is a beast all by itself. But for us to get that visibility, we need to show up. We need to show that we're credible, that we're innovative, and that we can do the job and do the job just as well.
And that makes me think about, there are very few people that can talk about it from experience, because you actually been on both sides, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, with the people partner, the business that you have as well, you went into the supply chain. You managed to find a way into your supply chain, to that supply chain of larger organization or other medium-sized businesses. So what I wanted to know is, what were, from a diverse business point of view, some of the initial challenges that you had when you didn't have this corporate contract yet? You didn't have someone opening doors and say, you need to work with Michelle, the people partners. She's awesome. She's doing awesome job. What were some of the challenges that you had at the beginning?
So I've had quite a few, because literally I got all of my contracts without tendering. And this is the sticky point for small business owners. To work with some of these much larger organizations, you have to tender or go through a procurement process, which is long, labor intensive, it's complex. It actually is indirectly discriminatory as well. So because of all of that, that becomes very challenging. Where I got my open door was through recommendations and referrals. Otherwise, I probably would not have got what I got. But now that I've established my own name, my own brand, I can just go now to all, I can go to, you know, certain car manufacturers and say, well, I've done this for another car brand, I can do it for you. but the opening was referrals and recommendations, because it's quite, the corporate market is quite ancestral. They want to use somebody who somebody else has used before and has done a good job before. Otherwise, you have to go through the procurement process, which is very long and tiresome. And sometimes you don't even get a look in, because people who are already on that supply chain, they get used, they're tied into 3 or 4 year contracts. So how do someone like me get in? But how I found a way to get in, and which I think anyone else can do, is rather than try and target companies, target departments, because department heads have their own budget, which they can sign off without it having to go through the head of procurement. So that's what I did. I just decided to just go in smaller. So rather than try and aim for the big 100K, 150, 200K contracts, I thought, let's go a bit smaller. And then I just hit the different departments. So when I did one department, did a good job, then they said, oh, this sounds great, let's go. And they referred me on. And then by the time I finish, I've done that department, that department, that department, all within Amazon. So that Amazon was my first one that I like tested this out. And then, yeah, they called me back in for other work.
And it looks like just the process is designed to keep the same people having the contract, or the same organization having the contract. Because either you have someone on the inside that you know, or you need to be very familiar with the tendering processes and how to apply and what to write, what not to write, and filling up pages of paperwork, going through compliance and so on, which means, as you mentioned already, it eliminates probably already about 70% of the small businesses that could apply for that particular contract. Mm-hmm. And business is such a relationship game.
It is.
I mean, we've been in business together and doing projects together now for 4 years at least, starting from the profile builder and then the courses that we are doing with GTEx. But it builds up through the relationship that we have. And that's how we were able to create opportunities for each other. Mm-hmm. And what I like about the Diverse Business Summit is that now corporate buyers have the chance to actually meet firsthand the people that they potentially are going to buy from, have a sense of who they are. And that is way more powerful than any application form that you can fill out.
Anytime. Definitely.
So what's the vision that you have about the summit? What's the vision that you have about the Diverse Business Summit?
Yeah, so the vision is I want to be able to create from the ground up. So I want to be able to take people on a journey. So the people who we're targeting are freelancers, solopreneurs, grassroots organizations, those people that don't always get the look in, because the 2-3 other brands that do this, they're already targeting people who are well established. But I'm rooting for the underdog, for those that don't get a look in, who just need that visibility, that just need that stepping stone. So what I want to do is we will start with the event to just get them to be aware, to learn what's going on, you know, take part in the masterclasses and the workshops that are happening. And then after that, I want them to be able to feel comfortable to join my academy. And the academy is going to be more hands-on. So how do we make sure that we commercialize your offer? How do we make sure that you're speaking the language of corporates? And so we can get them really in that position where they feel confident enough to do this and courageous enough to put themselves forward. So then when they are, if an opportunity comes up for them to propose or to pitch, they have already the skills, the know-how and the confidence to do that, because they're part of the academy. And once they get to a stage where they feel credible enough to do that, then there might be a next stage where it's how now are you ready to tender, because that's a different beast. So that's where I want to take them on that journey. So they can sign up to the academy, which is going to be hands-on. There'll be mentoring, there'll be support, there'll be classes, and I want to roll this out. We're going to start in the UK and then we're going to roll it out to the UAE. That's the plan.
I love it. And a lot of people, you know, like anything in business, you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And there are some silly mistakes that we normally make as entrepreneurs at any stage just because of ignorance, just because we had never had that experience before. And what I love about your approach is that you're not only enabling the connection, but also you're enabling people to make the most of that connection. Because I can meet someone at Facebook or I can meet someone at Google, but if I am not ready or my business is not ready to present something that actually is for them is worth looking into, then I'm burning that opportunity. And I don't know when is going to come the next one of this scale. So by being prepared to take the opportunity and by facilitating the opportunity, that's what I think the space is really unique, and that's what people need. And also I love about, you know, we have definitely in common, you know, rooting for the underdog. We're both people that, you know, as we say, we were not born with a silver spoon. We had to create our own opportunities from the ground up. And definitely we want to extend this this option as well to other people that say, you know what, this is possible. You can build something from scratch. You don't need to come from a privileged family or from connections or have already built a network. If you got the right work ethic, you get the right connection, you know what to do, you know, you can build something for yourself at great scale. And so I love that mission that you have. Last question that I have for you is that what can people expect at the summit? What can people expect this year? Because if there is one thing I know about you, Michelle, people that are coming to your event, they're going to be in for a treat. So what can people expect?
Listen, it's going to be, let's put it this way. When I was speaking to my headline sponsor, which is Lawyers Banking Group, they were saying, Michelle, you've got too much on your agenda. It should be a two-day event, but it's going to be a one-day event first. Let's go easy, right? But we have panel discussions and really rich panel discussions from corporates. So we've got the likes of Lloyds Banking Group, we have JC Decor, we have Sky, we have Ernst & Young, we've also got Meta. So they are going to be our panel, our corporate panel, and they're going to be talking about from their perspective what it's like to work for them and what they look for small diverse companies to be market ready. So hearing from them, and I think we definitely need to hear from them. And then we'll have some masterclasses, and the masterclasses are going to be looking at mindset and commercialization. How do we make our offers a bit more commercial? How do we talk the language? But also we have another masterclass on mindset. And the person who's running that is a great guy. He's actually a retired millionaire who has agreed to come on board and to share his expertise. So that's like a very aspirational for us. Then we have in the afternoon, we're going to actually hear from people like us who have secured corporate contracts without tendering, and they have secured hefty contracts. So we've got one person on the panel, she gets 100K contracts all the time and never tenders. When I heard her story, I was mind blown. And I thought, I need to get you on here. And we've got so many bonuses. So everyone that attends, before the event, we're doing a pre-event masterclass where I want to show people how to maximize the day. Because like you said, I don't want the time to be wasted, and I don't want people running up to different corporates and, you know, stressing them out either. But I want to show everybody a way to do this and to get the best out of the event. There'll be a clear blueprint of what to do next. So there'll be a roadmap. We've got the visibility accelerator formula so they can just plug and play in terms of where they are in their business. I've got lots of goodies that I've got. Conversation frameworks, they just go through that step by step. And everybody that signs up, they'll also get, which I started giving away, and I thought to myself, gosh, Michelle, this is too good. The value of this is actually more than the cost to come to the event. So I've got a Let's Go pitching document where it's 10 magazines. I actually have more than 10, but they have this. I'm giving away 10 magazines, a list of magazines who are willing to pay you to write for them. So like I've got Harper's Magazine, O Magazine, and I know exactly what they are looking for and exactly how much they are willing to pay you for your article. So everyone gets that. Everybody gets a 90-minute recording of how to run executive roundtables, and they get the corporate blueprint. So they get lots of great stuff. Plus, I have lots of people keep asking me about Dubai, speaking in Dubai, doing corporate stuff in Dubai. So you know that I've got somebody coming over from Dubai who is there especially to give advice to anybody that wants to start a business in Dubai or wants to sell their services into Dubai. So that's an extra bonus that everybody gets. So the price of the ticket is nothing compared to all the bonuses. So yes.
What's the price of the ticket?
£249
£249. So yes. Make sure you get the ticket right now, because for what you're gonna get for the event, the connections, the experience that you are going to have, knowing Michelle, the experience during the day is gonna be incredible.
Yeah.
Plus all the resources, the list of magazines, the ideas on how to get and tap into the Dubai market in the UAE. Then, Michelle, you thought about everything. You really thought about everything.
Meal. Everyone gets a three-course meal. We've got the catering for vegan, for gluten-free, we've catering for people like you, Simone, dairy-free, whatever, free.
Let's go.
At the end. Great entertainment.
Let's go. So thediversebusinesssummit.com. You can see the link is here on the video, but also if you're going to scroll in the show notes, you're listening to the podcast, that's where you can go. thediversebusinesssummit.com. Michelle, any final words to wrap up this interview? Any things that you wish you said that or people need to know that we didn't cover yet?
No, I just think I think this is the opportunity. Everybody keeps saying, how do I meet these corporates? What do I say to them? And for everybody who's ever asked me this question, here's your opportunity. I'm bringing the corporates to you. So you've got to be in the room. And then you'll never need to ask me, where do I find these corporates? Because I'm bringing a handful to you. And I'm going to show you from the pre-event masterclass what to do. And we also have a post-event masterclass, is how do you now follow up? So you can't lose.
You can't lose. You just have to win in this way. So thediversebusinesssummit.com. Michelle, thank you very much for being on our show. Thank you very much for providing this space, which is a much needed space. I'm sure this is going to be the start of something epic that is going to echo through the decade. let me be poetic. Use my poetic license here. But honestly speaking, I gotta say, I know the amount of work you're putting behind this event. I know how much you wanted to do it for a long time, and I'm so happy it's happening. I'm so happy I'm able to talk about it here on this show. So one thing that everyone needs to do right now is get your ticket, and I will see you in November, because definitely be there. I cannot miss the event.
4 years I've been talking
4 years in the making, but hey, it's happening now, so cannot wait to be there. Michelle, thank you again, and for everyone who is watching or listening, thank you for watching, thank you for listening. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe to the show. Get your ticket, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us, and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also, remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes, or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist. And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business, or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.